A reading from Mark 10, 13-16. People were bringing little children to Jesus for him to place his hands on them, but the disciples rebuked them. When Jesus saw this, he was indignant. He said to them, "Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Truly I tell you, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it." And he took the children in his arms, placed his hands on them, and blessed them.
How could you, this is a question about how we look at children today. How could you misinterpret this, perhaps, and make this into something it isn't, in terms of what Jesus is saying here?
Well, I think it's captured in two different English words, childlike and childish. Childlike has the notion of complete trust, faith in those who have power around us. So in the spiritual sense, complete trust and faith in God and his approachability. Childish lives with a somewhat misinterpreted view of life, of getting what one wants, maybe the ugliness of children, the selfish part of it. And so what Jesus is calling here is that we would have a simplicity of faith, but not be simpletons in the expression of our faith.
Right. The imposition of a theology of children is really the second one I'm sort of aiming at a little bit here. We're somewhere in the 18th or 19th, probably in the 19th century, and expressed through the common literature of the time, that the child became holy from birth. In other words, innocent from birth. And that has carried on and infected the biblical view of man. It's out of balance, because Jesus is bringing balance to the view of the little child, which is just a phase of life. But the life, David says in the 51st Psalm, "I was sinful from birth, sinful from the time my mother conceived me," which has been rejected. Rousseau said that it's society that corrupts the child. It's not the inherent sinfulness of the child, that it comes through the parents of long ago, Adam and Eve, in the Garden of Eden, that has infected the entire human race, bringing the moment of Christ that we're getting here in the gospel. Jesus does not articulate that second view at all that you were talking about, but it is a common issue, I think, in the contemporary church, that the world has turned a little bit upside down by lifting up the child as an innocent, and in some ways they are, and you kind of expressed that in the first version.
Yeah, and I mean, Jesus' real point here is not about the condition of children in sin or bearing the image of God in those different pieces. His whole point here is, what is the measure of faith? And faith begins with the simple trust of a child. A child has not learned to be cynical. A child accepts things at face value. And what Jesus is saying to his followers is, if you really want to be one of my followers, you're going to have to accept the things that I say at face value. If you're going to live cynical and underlying doubt all the time, you'll never be able to get to the point of true discipleship.